Audible Inc. presents Where in the World Should I Invest? An Insider's Guide to Making Money Around the Globe. Written by Kareem Rahimtoolah. Narrated by David DeVries. Chapter 1. Journeys to China. In the summer of 2011, one of the most successful hedge fund managers of the century, John Paulson, made a bet that allegedly cost him and his investors $500 million in a matter of months. It wasn't on some wrong-way bet on the options market or a commodities trade gone sour. If that were the case, it would be understandable because of the risks involved. No, it was a loss on the shares of a company called Sinoforest, T-R-E.T. The company, as the name implies, was a Chinese company involved in the forestry business. A sound bet, it would seem, thanks to the booming market for commodities in China. Better still, the company's shares were listed not on some obscure exchange in Ulaanbaatar, but rather they were listed on a major Canadian exchange. On March 31, 2011, the shares of Sinoforest reached their high at $25.85. On June 21, 2011, the shares closed at $1.99. In the period between, a company that specializes in researching short sale opportunities, Muddy Waters, released a report questioning the veracity of the claims that Sinoforest had made regarding its land holdings. Here's what the founder of Muddy Waters, Carson Block, had to say about Sinoforest. It's a Ponzi scheme in that the company perpetually issues securities in order to fund itself. Even by its own fraudulent numbers, the company does not generate any free cash and has not done so in 16 years. Were the company unable to issue additional securities to fund itself, it would collapse. That, to me, is the definition or epitomizes the definition of a Ponzi. In this situation, the company appears to be investing for the 23rd century. It's 16 straight years burning cash. No guidance as to what the rationale is to acquire so many trees so far ahead of customer orders. This is taking a capex fraud. We have found several of these in China. It's taking it to the next level, where you're not constrained by the walls of a factory and no one is able to really see the movement of physical goods. It could grow to be infinite, provided that the capital markets continue to fund it. Now, whether Mr. Block was right is really not the point. The fact that one of the biggest and most influential fund managers in the world miscalculated on such a big stage is. Had Mr. Paulson consulted with me...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?